Good mole man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.
Yeah. right. Good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mike, and I'm here every Tuesday from 6 o'clock on playing some punk and hardcore for you. We've been doing this since 1989, doing it for quite a while here, and we're loving it. We just keep doing the same thing every week, playing some hardcore, playing some punk, playing bands that are coming to town, playing new Vancouver bands, playing just stuff we love, and hoping that you'll love it too. Lots of cool things on the show tonight. We'll get to those in a bit, but we'll let you know what we just played. We always start the show off with a couple old tracks if you just tune in for the first time or you're not sure how the show really works. But we try to play something that from like a decade ago or a little bit longer, something like that. So these ones were from about mid-2000s. We start off with Mental. The band was from Boston. This was off the Planet Mental release. It came out on Locking Out Records. Couldn't find a year on it, but I'm guessing it was about 2004 to 2006, somewhere in that neighborhood, with a track called Future Waves. And the thing I remember about this record is around that time we were playing a lot of street hockey, Capture the Flag, Manhunt, that great game that kind of got a little bit of popularity around Vancouver for a while, which is basically just hide and seek. But a couple guys, Brant and Jesse, were always kind of spearheading the games and having the fun stuff going on. And when this record came out, they're into the phase of having a gigantic ghetto blaster and just kind of carrying around on their shoulder. And whenever I saw them, Mental was playing off of it. I don't know if they actually owned another record or whatever at the time, but that record, Mental, Planet Mental, was played over and over and over again, and loved it. It was always fun. It was just kind of cool to see these guys walking down the street with this gigantic ghetto blaster on their shoulder playing Mental for everyone to listen to. And I don't think a lot of people really wanted to listen to it, but they didn't have a choice. And, of course, Have Heart, another Boston band, ending that set off The Things We Carry. It was a Bridge 9 release in 2006, and the track was called Something More Than Ink, which also appeared on their first EP, I believe, as well. Great straight-edge band out of Boston. Two bands no longer around, and I actually have a vague memory of these two bands playing the same show in Vancouver. I know they both played Vancouver before. I've heard a few times. Mental just the once, I think. But I think they both played the same show at Video Inn Studios, if memory serves me correct. But I can't see the flyer anymore. I can't picture what it is. It's been too long. My mind's going, getting old. But Mental and Half Heart, two great Boston bands that unfortunately no longer with us. Up next on the Flex Your Head Show, this band is from Regina. They are called Spirit of Vengeance.
The one you're living, a chance to put to good use. The chances you're giving, the science for you to choose. There's you, there's me. Run between, I can't believe. Living life on stolen land, won't acknowledge, won't even shake a hand. And if you're too afraid to say it, or too entitled to believe what's been living under your nose for all of history, there's you, there's me. A grudge between, I can't believe. Living life on stolen land, won't acknowledge, won't even shake a hand. If your shoe was on the other foot, your family taken from their home, how would you feel when someone told you just leave it alone? If the shoe was on the other foot, your pride stripped from your hands, how would you feel when someone told you to let it go? Your entitlement is killing.
Got away in England. I'm calling off my surrender. nothing good about winter. The days are shorter, the sun isn't as sunny, and it's freaking cold.
Yeah, but there's also the annual winter issue of Discorder. Pick up your copy of Discorder, that magazine that's salty enough to melt the iciest of seasonal affective disorders from CITR, at one of our over 100 distribution locations. To share some fireside cheer with Kathleen Hepburn, a local independent director, enjoy a cup of metaphorical cocoa with BB over their first full album release, make some non-denominational sugar cookies at Chinatown's Pollyanna Library with Jonathan Q, take a sleigh ride through CITR's seasonal special listening guide, and of course, enjoy reviews of local shows and new releases. And an extra special holiday shout-out to our advertisers, Tambor Concerts, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, the Cinematheque, and Mint Records.
I guess winter's not that bad.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Direct death, you will break the fight. Soon enough, it's news midweek when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Pledge Drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
We'll be right back. Yeah! Closer than you think. Yeah.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hey! Yeah, no, I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CATR and Discorder's Battle of the Bands? They've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Past Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners, but these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes or Beers and watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The third round of semis is January 23rd. It's Basic Instinct, Pleasure Blimps, and Sorry Edith. Yeah, see you there.
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Protein pills and put your helmet on.
Clear that you are one of us.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill! That's really kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay, well,